Proclamation number 8870 of 19th of October, 1964. Loving but urgent exhortation from God. For eternal long times you already dwell in far distance from me, and you can now in earth life lift this distance completely. You can unite again with me and enter the kingdom on the other side in highest happiness. You have the possibility for this, and everything is offered to you in life so that you just have to be of good will to now also lead earth life successfully. But I say, if you are only of good will. But what is to mean, if you turn your will towards me, then your will is good, and then you will also certainly reach your aim. For it is only a matter of this will of yours that it freely decides for me, for the good, the divine, for everything what corresponds to the principle of eternal order. Then man enters into the state as he was in the beginning, he has returned again and become a perfect being, which he was in the beginning. But that this way back is also a fight, that also my opponent fights just the same for his souls, and that man therefore must freely decide to whom he wants to belong, that you all realize, and that is why earth life is no easy one. It demands power of resistance and perseverance from you, but which also guarantee the right aim. But now, towards the end, increased demands will be placed on you. You must muster everything in order not to become indifferent. Your power of resistance must grow and your will become stronger and stronger, and therefore you need the help of Jesus Christ, who gladly complies with your call to strengthen your will. For he alone can impart to you the strength of will which you lack in the battle against your enemy if you want to reach the aim. Without him you will also hardly be of good will. For this is good if you kindle love in yourselves, and love also acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of people. But then you need not fear the adversary. For no matter how much he rages among men in order not to lose his followers, yet he cannot compete with good will. After all, this is already turned towards me, and it also remains turned towards me until all eternity. As soon as you give up your former resistance against me, you open yourselves again to my illumination of love, which now causes you to change into your original nature. That you are now my children again, who now create and work in my will as they once did, but who are no longer merely my works but have attained childship to God of their own free will. When I have reached this aim, then I will have succeeded in the work of return. You will certainly have been separated from me for an infinitely long time, and this will have been a state of wretchedness. Yet it will then only be like a moment for you compared to eternity, when you will be able to enjoy supreme beatitudes. If you would all believe these words of mine and make an effort during the short time of your earthly life to reach this aim, you would not grant my adversary the right to have an effect on you. You only need a right will and strengthen it through the call of Jesus Christ, and you would be free from him who already holds you in bondage for such a long time. If only you would listen to my voice, which sounds to you from above, which warns you and admonishes you before the coming time, where he will rage even more fiercely to bring you down. But you listen more to the voice of the world, and you lose my wholesome word. And I cannot help you because you yourselves do not want to be helped. The last time passes because all prophecies come true and it comes as it is written. All of you will lose life, and if you do not belong to the ones who are mine, whom I can rapture at the end, then only the lost judgment remains for you. That you will again be banished into matter, to cover the endless long course once again, until you are again as man confronted with a renewed decision, to confess for me or for my opponent. But that you can fail just as you now fail. For you yourselves have your fate in your hand. You can also now still use the time until the end, if you are only of good will. Amen.